The seventh review conference of the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention was underway in Geneva on Tuesday. Participants heard from the worldwide Catholic peace advocacy organisation Pax Christi International, which called on the international community to take all possible precautions to prevent any person, group or country from obtaining or using such weapons. Pax Christi called on all people of goodwill to do anything in their power to contribute to global peace and justice in general, and biosecurity in particular. Christopher Altieri spoke with Pax Christi bioweapons expert Inike Malch.
Pax Christi has been working on the issue of biological and toxin weapons and how to make sure that the world is safe against misuse of valuable life sciences like medical, new pharmaceuticals, medical technologies for abuse, for making lethal weapons. And so we have been following the discussions about improving the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention for about 10 years. And in this case, there is hope that there will be a step forward, because contrary to the Chemical Weapons Convention, there is no possibility to check by an independent inspectorate whether a state's party to the convention actually comply with the rules from the convention. And we hope that even if it's not possible to actually start an organization for the prohibition of biological weapons, like there is one for chemical weapons, we do hope that the state parties who are discussing improving the convention will actually take a step forward in making sure that states are transparent and it's clear that everybody sticks to the rules of the treaty. And so, well, one key issue is that not all countries in the world have signed and ratified this convention. So we do plead for universality so that all the countries in the world actually sign up to this convention and make sure that their citizens are safe against possible misuse of biotechnology for biological weapons.
One thing that I was interested in that really piqued my attention in what you were saying was the question of enforcement. So signing the treaty is a first step to that, but isn't it something that's extremely complicated, a difficult thing to enforce, for the very simple reason that biomedical research and bioweapons research are indistinguishable or very difficult, only with great difficulty, you know, when you're talking about a purely research level as opposed to application?
Yes, so it's very important that not only governments actually are involved in making sure that the world is safe against misuse of biotechnology, but that also scientists who are more able to actually see the difference between using life sciences or biotechnology research labs for making vaccines or making good beneficial applications of biotechnology, and installations that are used to make deadly weapons, because it takes an expert to see that. So it is important that not only the governments participate in making sure that the treaty is adhered to, but also that scientists in the lab collaborate with governments to make sure that biotechnology is safe.